This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's military is reporting what appears to be a brazen attack on Russian cruise missiles being carried by train in the occupied and illegally annexed Ukrainian Crimea Peninsula. The claim could not be independently verified. The vague statement by Ukraine's military intelligence agency says caliber cruise missiles were destroyed by an explosion late Monday as the weapons were being transported by rail destined for submarine launch. Russia plans to hold an informal meeting of the UN General Assembly in early April on what it says is a real situation of Ukrainian children taken to Russia. The issue has gained the spotlight following the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes related to their abduction. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China's leader may use his Monday Moscow visit to call for a ceasefire to Russia's benefit.
Calling for a ceasefire that does not include the removal of Russian forces from Ukrainian territory would effectively be supporting the ratification of Russian conquest. It would recognize Russia's attempts to seize a sovereign neighbor's territory by force. It would enable Russia to further entrench positions in Ukraine. And a ceasefire now, without a durable solution, would allow President Putin to rest and refit his troops and then restart the war at a time more advantageous to Russia.
And again, Russia plans to hold an informal meeting of the UN Security Council in April to address several issues. And what he says is a real, or what they say is a real issue, in a situation of Ukrainian children taken to Russia. It has gained the spotlight following the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. And Ukraine's military has reported what appears to be a brazen attack. Russian cruise missiles being carried by train in the occupied and annexed Ukrainian Crimea.